It's 8:45, live and local on Morning Edition. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me in studio, Matthew Capodicasa.
Hello.
Did I say that right?
You did.
Outstanding. Playwright for The City in the City in the City, which is Blue Barn Theater's latest offering. It actually opens on Thursday. And this is a debut. This is a world premiere opening, isn't it?
It's first production, yeah. We're very excited. Very excited that the Blue Barn's doing it and excited to be out here in Omaha.
Well, where'd you come in from, first of all?
I'm from New York.
Okay, very good. And let's talk about this. Talk about this play, because it sounds extremely intriguing. The well, I'll let you give the synopsis, because I have a synopsis here. I don't want to give anything away, but there seems to be some intrigue in this.
It's definitely an intrigue-y. I don't know. There is some intrigue. Yeah,
you're the writer. I'll let you decide.
I can just make up all the words I want. Apparently, no, I'm kidding. So the story is, it's about this young woman named Tess who has this trip planned to this fictional ancient city-state with her mother, and they're going to pick up a package that her estranged father left her. And then her mother unexpectedly dies, and she doesn't want to give up the mission. She still wants to go and retrieve this package, so she puts an ad out online for someone with her mother's exact name to go with her. And then they encounter this very strange city of crazy bureaucracy and weird, you know, weird geography and all kinds of stuff they didn't expect to find.
And the woman who answers the ad also has her own kind of intriguing background she brings to the mix as well.
Yes. I don't want to give too much away about that, but yes, she does have, it's a lucky happenstance that this particular woman happens to answer the ad.
Very good. Very good. Just want to make sure it wasn't a watch out for Craigslist type of scenario.
No. Plenty of reason to do that, but not in this play.
Can you kind of talk us through how you started with a concept and you start writing this play, and now it's going to make its Midwest premiere or world premiere, if you will. How do you get there from here? What do the dots on that map look like?
Well, for this play, I there are actually kind of two worlds. So there was one in that I had these characters that I've been wanting to write about, and I'd been thinking about them for a while, and I was kind of looking for their story. And then at the same time, I read this story online about this young couple who had tickets for a tour of Europe, and they broke up. And the guy still happened to have the tickets. I don't know what the circumstances there were, but he wanted to still go. So he posted online on Craigslist, and he found another person with his girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's exact name. And I was kind of weirded out by the kind of will they, won't they angle of the story. But the other part of it just felt so fantastically rich. I mean, for me, in my experience, whenever I travel, there's this weird thing where you experience this place through the lens of the person you're with. So you're kind of not actually seeing the place. You're kind of not actually experiencing that place for whatever it is. And also by virtue of the fact that you're a tourist or, you know, a visitor, or you change the space by being in it. So I just thought, oh, this is a fantastic vehicle to tell the story of these two women, is that they're somewhere else and the place begins to act on them. Because the play is two actors, and they play all of the parts in the entire story. So I think we counted, and it's somewhere around 40 different characters, but it's all played by the same two actors. So we, the audience, are seeing this world being built for us as these two people experience it, which is, you know, refracted through a lens that's not necessarily clear.
And allegorically speaking, by having just two actors play all of those roles, in essence, it's how your main characters are affected and infected by their surroundings and by the people they meet, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that, and also that's the fun of it, right? That like you get the one of the reasons, other reasons I wrote this play is I love actors. I love working with actors, and just watching actors be virtuosic is, I don't know, a lot of fun for me, and I hope for other audiences. So it just gave them an opportunity to both build the world, build these characters, and tell the story in a fun way, hopefully.
Oh, that's very neat. How did you get connected to the Blue Barn Theater?
So for the past 2 years, I've been lucky enough to come out for the Great Plains Theater Conference. And last year, they did a workshop of this play. And through a series of very kind and very generous introductions, the play made its way to Susan at the Blue Barn, and they wanted to do it, and I was all for it.
That's fantastic. Who are your actresses?
We have Kim Gambino and Caitlin McClincy.
Very good. And who's directing?
Susan Clement Tober, who's the artistic director at the Blue Barn.
Oh, very good. It had to have been a joy to work with these three.
Oh, amazing. I mean, I said not only did I write this play to be, you know, fun for actors, but I wanted it to be a playground for directors, for designers, for actors, for just people to work on. And I wanted it to be open enough that people could kind of create their own, you know, the city is totally up for interpretation. So I wanted different different artists and different collaborators to come up with their own version of the city. And I think they've just, they've had a blast, I hope. hope it's not been too infuriating, but...
Well, also, a lot of times not a lot of roles for women. So two women star in the play. As you said, they get to do many roles.
Many roles.
Nice piece. Matthew Capodicasa, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. The play opens tomorrow, May 17th. For information regarding that, go to bluebarn.org, or please feel free to give them a call at 345-1576. Morning Edition continues now.